Another struggle, another obstacle, another battle.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
There are certain bones that were broken that shouldn't have been broken if he done hung himself. Hey, yeah, so we can just say that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. Good morning, jesters. Good morning, jestettes. Good morning, fellow jesterians. Oh, great day to be alive. Good morning, Mr. Pickle. I love you. I miss you, man. Coffee today? How about 2 o'clock? Fucking yeah, man. Well, I love coffee. Hit me up, bud. Absolutely, because I want to talk to you about being a co-host on the podcast, baby boy. Fuck you. I think that'd be awesome. Don't you guys think it'd be awesome to have my son come on, be my co-host? I think that'd be some good shite, yo. Some good shite. But, I haven't talked to him in years, so that may be a tall order. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. Fuck no, and, well, fuck no. Let's start the vaporizer. Get that going, shall we? Oh, shnikes. Then I think I have, left me a couple messages. Oh, no. Oh, I did an interview with Mr. Alvin Peoples Saturday for the People's Choice podcast, man. You want this dude, I'm telling you, he's a hell of an interviewer. He asks the right questions, and he keeps you interested in what he's doing, man. Go check out the People's Choice podcast, man. Available on YouTube, I do believe, is where you can find that. Oh, good shit. Except, I displayed my shirt in the background, but I didn't let anybody know that it was for sale. I have shirts for sale. Sessions with the Jester t-shirts, baby. They're good shit. I think they're good-looking shirts. I have, like, 10 of them now, man. Actually, I have a lot more than 10. I need to get rid of them. If you want a Sessions with the Jester t-shirt, just email thepromotingjester@gmail.com and we will send you an invoice and I'll send you a shirt right out. $25 plus $5 shipping. Perfect, right? Fucking perfect. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, well. We gotta spread the word somehow, man. So I was watching a little bit of news yesterday. Well, I didn't watch very much of it because, man, when I turned on, you know, Spectrum News, and fucking this lady on there was interviewing Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, this motherfucker, the lady said, Ted Cruz said that, that you should be prosecuted and jailed. And Fauci goes, me? Ha! What about what happened on January 6th, he says. What happened on January 6th, Fauci? What happened was the fucking CIA or some goddamn alphabet agency saw the opportunity to get some dirt on Trump. So they formulated this whole goddamn January 6th riot, and then, oh no, it's a goddamn insurrection. They're trying to overthrow the government. Da 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 da. No. No. No, you see, what it was CIA directed. People got killed because the CIA direct. How many of these officers killed themselves? Because they were told by the CIA to do certain shit, but that. It's all a mess. I mean, it's all one big fucking mess, man. I don't know what else to say about it, because it's all the government, the U.S. government is just one big corruption. That's all it is. They're just corrupt, man. So you can't depend on them, because they're not here for you. They don't give two fucks about you, man. Only reason they want is so they can pander to you and hopefully get your vote. Although voting obviously doesn't really matter anymore. I mean, Jesus Christ, look at fucking, we got illegitimate Joe in the office with his pet Kamala Harris. I mean, I'm still confused on how the person who ran the laziest campaign in the history of presidential campaigns received the most votes of any presidential campaign. So something's a little fishy. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden. Goddamn. Off break.
Yay.
So yes, I think Dr. Anthony Fauci, Tony Fauci, fucking Tony bastard, I think he should be punished. Punished? He should be punished, because he is behind this entire fucking thing. Doing gain-of-function research in Wuhan lab. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? In the Wuhan lab, doing gain-of-function research, which is illegal. You should not be doing that. But he was doing it. And then he's directing everybody, saying, oh, no, we need to be locked down. We need to stay inside, stay inside, stay inside. Even though we know that this virus thrives on the inside. It's easily killed by sunlight, SUV light. Jeez, the fuck is wrong with you? It's easily killed by UV rays, man. But they're telling you to stay inside because, why? Because they want this. And now they're talking about this goddamn new goddamn strain that's come out of Africa. The Omicron or something. I don't fucking know. But see, I'm telling you right now, oh, it's going to be far more transferable than even the fucking Delta variant. Good! Who the fuck cares? It's transmissible. It's easier. It's far easier transmissible. But it's not. You're not going to get sicker. You're probably not even going to get as sick. I mean, this whole fucking thing is just one big fucking hoopla, fucking bullshit, man. The coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, kills far less people than the flu. Far less people than the fucking flu. But yet they got you scared. They got you running around thinking, oh my God, we're all going to die, we're all going to die. The fuck we are, man. They want you to run around being afraid, because a population that's afraid is a population that's easily controlled. Because you'll believe any goddamn bullshit they're telling you just because you're scared. That's why you gotta realize fear isn't real. It's not real. Fear is a set of events that you have created in your head. You've made that shit up. It's not real. That's how I've dealt with fear, because I've realized fear isn't real. Off break.
Yay!
Danger is real. Fear is not real. That's why you need to steer into fear. Let fear guide your life, but don't run from it. Steer into it. So you'll learn that fear isn't real. It's all bullshit. You don't know what's going to fucking happen until you take that fucking step, man. Have faith in your ability. Have faith in yourself, man. Have faith that you know what the fuck you're doing. Because guess what, Mocha? I know what I'm doing. Cough break!
Yay!
I'm getting high. That's what I'm doing. I'm so glad I came up with the idea to fucking cough break this shit. Otherwise, you guys would have been driving... I'd be driving you nuts with my coughing and hacking and... Woo! But I figured it out. Shit, man. Woo! It's a good fucking day, man. It's not that cold. It's cold, but it's not that cold. I'm not complaining. What good's complaining gonna do? Nothing. That's why you shouldn't complain. I remember going through this that transition to where just being always being positive. It takes practice. It's not just gonna it's not just gonna happen. You gotta work at it. You know, see how long you can go without complaining. Can you go a day? Can you go 2 days? Can you go a week? After a while, there's no sense in complaining. It makes zero sense to complain. You just make the shit, just get the shit done, make it happen, and boom, it's done, it's over with, and you've completed your tasks. Schneike bottoms. Now, let's get into the UFC. Let's see what kind of bull schneizer these mother truckers are trying to sell us today. If you have a news story that you'd like to submit to Getting High with the Jester, go to anchor.fm/NORROD and leave a message. I will give you $5 worth of free advice on that news story.
Infectious disease experts have said this again and again. The pandemic isn't over.
Now they say the Omicron variant is proof of exactly that.
NPR's Allison Aubrey.
The Omicron variant. Who the fuck cares what the fuck kind of variants are coming out of this bullshit? Because it's all the same goddamn thing. It doesn't fucking matter. You're not going to get sicker. You're not going to get deader. It's all the same goddamn thing, so stop letting these motherfuckers control your life with fear, man. You just realize, oh yeah, they're being ridiculous right now. So let's not fucking pay attention to them.
Is following this story closely. Good morning, Allison. Good morning, Noel. Where has Omicron spread at this point? Well, South Africa was the first to identify it. The variant has now been found in the UK, Israel, Hong Kong, several European countries, and also now in Canada. Two cases in Ontario as of last night. And though lots of travel restrictions are being put in place, it's very difficult to stop the spread, Noel. It will likely be detected in the US in the coming days, experts say. Right now, the concern is that this new variant has many mutations and it could spread very easily. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking on NBC yesterday.
See, number one, they use the it could do this, it could do that. You don't have any fucking definitive answers, man. It could do a lot of fucking shit. It's not gonna do a lot of fucking shit. There is nothing that is more fucking deadly about this variant. Oh, it has all these mutations. Who the fuck cares that it has all these mutations? Who the fuck cares? If you would have just fucking not worried about it to begin with, this shit would have been done with a long ass fucking time ago. But no, because never let a goddamn good crisis go to waste. They're going to keep on using this shit to keep you in fear, to keep more money coming into their goddamn pockets. That's just all this goddamn thing was, man. Just a way for people to get fucking rich off of others' fucking ignorance.
The profile of the mutation strongly suggests that it's going to have an advantage in transmissibility, and that, together with the fact that it just kind of exploded in the sense that when you look...
Well, you see, every goddamn virus that gets mutated is going to be more efficient at something. And so far, we've seen every new variant seems to be even more efficient at being more contagious, at spreading. So this, like I said, this is just bullshit, man. It's more of the same. It's more of the same bullshit. It's all his fucking thing is this Fauci dude. He deserves to be locked the fuck up because he just keeps on fucking telling lies, trying to. What more can I fucking say other than this whole fucking corrupt system needs to be fucking done away with and fucking be gone because it's horse shit. They're fucking with your life because they want money. They're getting paid by motherfuckers to scare you, to keep you fucking in fear and keep you controlled. That's all they fucking want, man. So let's keep listening to this goddamn asshole.
South Africa, you were having a low level of infection, and then all of a sudden there was this big spike. And when the South Africans looked at it, they said, oh my goodness, this is a different virus than we've been dealing with.
Oh my God, this is a different virus than we've been dealing with. No, it's the same goddamn virus. It's just been mutated. You said this, you dumb cunt. True boy.
For weeks leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday. Are vaccinated people protected? You know, right now, it's
you
not
know,
clear.
I mean, well,
scientists will take plasma from vaccinated people and test to see if the antibodies in the plasma neutralize or, you know, fend off the new variant. And doctors will also be tracking the cases to get...
I don't care. I don't give a fuck if your goddamn vaccination protects you against this goddamn virus. I don't give a fuck! Because you know what? My goddamn immune system's what's keeping me from this goddamn... Every goddamn one of these... variants. I've been fine. I haven't died yet. Shit, I don't even know if I've been sick. Have I gotten it? Who knows? I'm sure everybody has by now. But it doesn't fucking matter because I never knew it. But this is a virus we're supposed to be so scared of. That you have to get tested for just to see if you have it. What the fuck is wrong with this goddamn picture, man?
A sense of severity. There is an expectation that fully vaccinated people would be somewhat protected. Here's former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who's on the board of Pfizer. He spoke on CBS yesterday.
The question here is going to be...
Imagine that. He used to be work on the board at the FDA, but now he's got a cushy job with Pfizer. Gee, I wonder how that happened. Jesus Christ. It's all one big fucking corrupt goddamn circus, and they're fucking using you as a goddamn test monkey. You like that shit? Because they got all the money and they think they can do whatever the fuck they want. So let's let them, shall we? Why not? Let's jump on board and say, fuck yeah, get vaccinated, goddammit. Get this poison injected in your goddamn body so our fucking peoples can get richer. Can get more fucking money. Because that's what we need. Fuck out of here with your bullshit.
Whether or not a fully boosted individual, someone who's had 3 doses of vaccine, has good protection against this variant. Right now, if you talk to people in vaccine circles, people who are working on a vaccine, they have a pretty good degree of confidence that a boosted vaccine, so 3 full doses of vaccine, is going to be fairly protective against this new variant.
Even if there is some decrease in protection, the vaccines have been shown to work.
But you know what? I haven't got this goddamn vaccine. I'm still goddamn protected.
So there's still a lot to figure out.
Because I'm a healthy motherfucker, man. I make good goddamn healthy decisions.
Specific booster.
That's what we need to be fucking preaching. Not go get a vax, go get a shot, go get a jab. Go fuck yourself. Get fucking healthy.
Caused by Delta were rising.
Don't be a goddamn fat slob. Fucking do shit. Move around. Be motivated. Be mobile.
Was averaging about 94,000 new cases a day. All the holiday travel, all the gatherings are likely to accelerate this. The modelers I spoke to yesterday said they expect to see a substantial transmission over the next several weeks.
Is it an automatic
right now,
transmission or manual?
Cases are in the upper Midwest and the Northeast, but certainly not limited to these areas.
And for people who are traveling over Thanksgiving and start to notice what they think may be symptoms, what should they do?
Well, you should get tested. I mean, one option
is
your pharmacy or a testing site or a doctor's office that offers a PCR test, a lab test.
Get tested so you know if you have it or not. Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares, man? Everybody needs to get this goddamn coronavirus so we can get this goddamn herd immunity and get it fucking done with. But now that's never going to fucking happen because, oh my God, we got another variant. We got to get another vaccine. Got to get another vaccine. Fuck you, you goddamn piece of shit pussy. Man the fuck up. Jesus Christ, don't. The government is not here to fucking save you. You are fucking here to save you. You are the only person you can depend on.
Or you can buy one of the over-the-counter rapid antigen tests, such as the Abbott Binex Now test. These come in two packs. They should be done twice for best accuracy. They don't pick up very early infections. That's the point of doing it multiple times.
Okay, NPR's Allison Aubrey. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you, Noelle.
Hey there, fellow Justarians. I want to tell you about an amazing sponsor we've had since a jump. That's 71 Degrees and Cloudy. They're a cute little head shop in the heart of Lakewood, New York at 15 Chautauqua Avenue. They can also be found at 710cloudy.com. They have smoking deals on your smoking accessories. They have bongs, dab rigs, bowls, incense, all types of smell good. Posters, apparel, dab pads, and so very much more. Use a code word SWED10 at checkout and save 10% on your entire order. Hashtag good shit. Now, back to the show.
Ghislaine Maxwell will go on trial today in a Manhattan federal court.
She faces 6 federal charges of sex trafficking.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Financier Jeffrey Epstein to abuse. She is also accused in some instances of participating. Epstein died in a federal detention center in 2019. His death was ruled a suicide. Maxwell could face up to 70
years. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
NBC's going to be following the trial. Good morning, Jess.
The Clintons are behind his death.
Maxwell got here. Maxwell is the daughter of the late media mogul Robert Maxwell, and in the 90s, she was in a romantic relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. She's charged with multiple counts of trafficking minors for Epstein between the mid-90s and early 2000s. She maintains that she is innocent. And so what is her defense?
Well, I'm sure she does.
There are a few things.
I'm innocent.
First,
too.
They are likely going to argue that there is no way Maxwell can get a fair trial, that she's in essence being tried for Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. The other argument is that she's already been found guilty in the court of public opinion. I was at the jury selection a few weeks ago.
Well,
and this was the question that kept coming up for potential jurors.
I don't
want to
see.
How much time
that's
do you
fucking
spend
life
on social media? How much do you know about this case?
You did some dirty shit. Now you gotta do it. Deal with some
of this one. And
you did some dirty shit. Now you gotta deal with some dirty shit. That's just how life goes. You get in or you get back what you put in.
By Maxwell will be testifying. What has been raising some eyebrows is that another woman.
Everybody gets their just desserts. You get what you deserve.
She's one of the most famous accusers who says she was 17 when
you
Epstein
reap what
and
you
Maxwell
sow.
Started flying her around the world for sex with very high-profile politicians, royals, billionaires. She's the one who has named names, like Britain's Prince Andrew, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, as some of the important men she was forced to have sex with. She's also accused former President Bill Clinton of partying on Epstein's island.
It is worth noting that those men, all of those men, have denied these accusations. Will any of them be testifying?
There is a lot of mystery around who the witnesses will be for this case. And what also remains to be seen is whether or not Maxwell had co-conspirators. And if so, will they be called in? How much we find out about that remains to be seen, because there's a possibility that the government is investigating these people separately.
Okay, and Pierce Jasmine Garston.
This whole fucking thing is just... Hey there, fellow Justarians. Let me tell you about a sponsor of ours that is now part of the Jester family. Shine On Botanicals is one of the purest CBD distillate on the market. We have tinctures, roll-ons, vapes, gummies. We also have pet tinctures. Money back guarantee if you find a better price. email thepromotingjester@gmail.com. Put Shine on the subject line and list what you would like to purchase. By the end of the week, you will receive an invoice. Easy peasy. Now let's get back to the UFC and fight against that bullshit propaganda.
Virgil Abloh is often credited with bringing streetwear to the world of high fashion.
Abloh was the first black artistic director of the French fashion powerhouse Louis Vuitton. He also founded his own brand, Off-White. He died yesterday after a long battle with a rare heart cancer. He was 41.
Karen Grigsby Bates is a correspondent for NPR's Code Switch podcast. She's been following this story. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Noel.
So he was quite different from many fashion designers.
What was his name? Pablo what?
He was. I talked with Booth Moore. She's the West Coast executive editor of the fashion industry Bible Women's Wear Daily. And she pointed out Abloh was a trailblazer. She says his entry into fashion was unique.
Abloh. He, you know, came up through culture, not through sort of traditional design channels. And he was very good at sort of bridging the gaps between different disciplines. He himself was a DJ and had a huge social media following before coming to fashion. And so he really kind of changed the image of what a fashion designer.
Okay, that's sad, but people die all the time. I'm sorry, guy. You had cancer. I'm sure you're in a better... You're not in pain anymore, so you're good. You're Gucci like a goddamn Prada bag. Ha-ha! Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! So, well, that is the UFC for November 29th, 2021. I'm just a fucking pothead. That was weird. You probably never do that again. Asshole. Listen, why you gotta be rude like that? I let you in here out of the kindness of my heart because you're homeless and I don't and fine. But then you gotta be fucking rude. Leave. Jesus, I'm sorry, folks. Wow, something fucking wrong with you, dude. These mother truckers, man. These mother truckers. Wah, wah, wah. You know, it's scary that there's another goddamn variant of the fucking coronavirus, man. The Jamiroquai, I don't fucking know. Some weird ass fucking name. Because what else are they going to do other than name goddamn variants of this virus? And it could be more easily... It could be more contagious, easily catchable. It could be. It could also cause you to grow a third testicle. Or if you're a female, it'll make you grow just a testicle off your... labia, I'm guessing. It's a weird variant of the coronavirus, making people grow an extra testicle. Better go get that jab if you don't want the extra testicle, man. Woo-wee! Crazy shit, man. People just growing extra testicles and shit, being all, oh no, I have an extra testicle. What am I gonna do? It's the goddamn coronavirus. It's giving me an extra testicle. You're a fucking idiot. But what they're not preaching about this goddamn scamdemic. Be healthy. Just go get healthy. Fucking move around. Be outside. Say, howdy, neighbor. Come on, man. There's... If the best way to beat any virus, to beat any health scare, is to just be healthy, be motivated, be a mover and a shaker. Don't live a sedentary life, man, because that's how you die from COVID. second story was about Ghislaine Maxwell and how she's been fucked by the people who killed Jeffrey Epstein, because Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself in the prison. In the prison, he did not kill himself, because that just doesn't happen the way they say it happened. It didn't happen the way they say it happened, because there are certain bones that were broken that shouldn't have been broken if he done hung himself. Hey, yeah. So we can just say that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. Ghislaine Maxwell, well, she did not kill herself either, because she is still alive and she is fixing to go to trial for trafficking human beings in the trade of sex. I don't know, man. Is she just because they need somebody to blame? So she's gonna be a scapegoat? Is that what she said they're doing to her now? Because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about the situation, her situation, to speak on it. But I'm gonna speak on it anyway, because I can. Because Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in prison. Now, who murdered Jeffrey Epstein? Well, that's a horse of a different color right there. I don't know. Nobody knows who killed Jeffrey Epstein. Well, somebody knows. Somebody knows who killed Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, but I don't. I don't know who killed Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, man. And the last story was about the designer from Gucci, Ablo. He died. I'm sorry. That's sad. Like, I don't want to be a dick about it. I mean, it's sad. He died of cancer. He was fighting cancer. Cancer's a bitch, man. But you cannot have life without death. Death is a necessity of life. You just got to make the best of your life while you're still alive, while you still can. Because as far as we know, you only get one. So why not make the fucking best of it every goddamn day? Be happy. Don't be miserable, man. Join the jester revolution, baby. If you're not laughing, you're not living. That's just how the fuck you... That's just how it is, baby. Oh, yeah. You're a douche monkey. Let's check in on Mr. Ben, shall we? Let's see what space weather is going to be for November 29th, 2021. Good morning, Mr. Ben.
Good morning, folks. We've got a solar eruption. New observers learned a channel-long lesson yesterday after the news, and we're not done with our punching bag either. Starting with our star at spaceweathernews.com, we find the last 24 hours on the sun showed a bit of increase in activity, and then on the south near the end, a filament rips away. Looking in 304 angstroms, we see the limb eruptions actually started the uptick, and at the end, it's a large southern filament exiting the corona, luckily heading due south. This eruption will miss our planet. The solar wind at Earth continues its slightly elevated status, bringing minor geomagnetic unrest overnight. And we're also beginning to watch the departure of the southern sunspots. They are growing, but taking a simpler beta magnetic class towards the limb, and then we'll be out of view. Up on the north, the next sunspot is incoming, but he's all alone. He'll need some help if he wants to flare up there. A note for those who saw both the last 2 days' news, November 27th and 28th. New viewers watched us pull a rare look at the Blot Echo wind map from QuakeWatch.net, and then the next day you saw a big earthquake strike that region. Dozens of new viewers who never saw us do that before tried sharing and screaming that people are predicting earthquakes, and you quickly realized nobody cares. Welcome to the world of the observers. Same when the peer-reviewed journals unfold like the exact hypotheses we'd given months before in cosmology, catastrophism. and especially in climate. Folks, the climate playlist, last four videos on our channel, is technically a separate mini-series. We broke down the entire atmosphere forcing and attribution points, and in part four, we went over the attribution they like to give to humans for global warming. Folks, this new paper makes the exact same claim, that humans account for 100% of global warming. But you will recall, part four used that starting block and then carved and shaved and extracted everywhere they failed to see reality, or even the peer-reviewed papers in the very same journals. This new paper made every same mistake. Some members of the field are happy to just live in a fantasy land, and the journal editors are happy to let them do it. So let's go over some more hits here as we start where the mini-series started, the upper atmosphere. Another one on the thermospheric control, but critical because it's about irradiance forcing, not particle forcing or field coupling, missing things inside and outside of their favorite realms. Then we step down from the thermosphere to the mesosphere in the D region of the ionosphere to find the powerful flare forcing on that layer. This not only is the other part of the upper atmospheric solar forcing, but it's equator focused, one of the ways that the sun can hit all latitudes. And speaking of that, throughout the series, we went over how the particle forcing gets to the equatorial region as well, heavily focused on the auroral excitement and various avenues of transferring that energy to lower latitude and equatorward propagation. In a paper that won't go into print until January, we see more on the results of that equatorward forcing, the equatorial ionization anomaly. About half the field thinks it's a random, separate phenomena that just happens to enhance after the main phase of space weather impact. In reality, it's just the time it takes the auroral forcing to juice up the tropical latitudes through those mechanisms we've been discussing. And last but not least, remember folks, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter if it's CO2, the sun, the weakening magnetic field, or the volcanic inactivity that's making it warmer. A warmer world triggers the Earth's safety mechanisms that begin the ice ages. Here we see that an area of Greenland is readying to discharge at record levels. Folks, this is the same level of cold climate bomb as the Beaufort Gyre, which we're still waiting for, by the way, with ice and cold freshwater melt continuing to desalinate and shut down the heat transport in the oceans, bringing the cold. We greatly appreciate your support. Our store is closing end of the week for the holiday break. otf.sells.com. We've got wind maps and shots of our star to close. Subscribe, and we'll do this all again tomorrow. Right here, but right now, it's 5 a.m. in the new Valley of the Sun. Eyes open. No fear. Be safe, everyone.
Good shit, Mr. Ben. Remember to subscribe to Suspicious Observers on YouTube. Get full impact of those videos and to stay up to date on what's going on cosmologically. Absolutely. Quote of the day. Day by day, what you do is who you become. You are your choices. You are 100% a result of every decision you have ever made. You become what you do. If you're not laughing, you're not living, baby. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. So be a better version of yourself, smoke the weed every day, and just make shit happen.